If Reality Check Radio enriches your day in life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and the dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. Clip, clop, clippity, clop, 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 clip, clop, clip, flip, pop. Onky is pacing the floorboards.
Stuffed. Stuffed, we're bloody stuffed, he mumbles.
Onky has been working cheek by jowl alongside Nicky Sow on the State of the Nation books. Stuffed is one word bandied about, but with a little bit more fluff the emphasis.
Nicky, this is a disaster. Bloody disaster.
Onky resumed his pacing, rubbing his trotters over his face and snout as he tried to reconcile the true depth and breadth of the disaster left by Napoleon, Squealer, and Chippy. Their investigations had unearthed yet another spending scandal. The Department of Paddock and Pens, the DPP, was responsible for all the land and dwellings that were managed by the farmhouse and made sure that any animals who were struggling to be able to find suitable accommodations had them. But the DPP had a dirty little secret. During the lockdowns and the subsequent drenching campaign, when Napoleon and Squealer were freest with their indiscriminate distribution of feed, the head of the DPP was secretly given a key to the central grain silo.
Here you go, mate. Take whatever you need. Just make me look good,
Squealer said with a smile and a wink back in the day. This was all Oinky's problem now, but worse still, not only is the feed silo empty, the feed bill has racked up on tick down at the mercantile and it's gathering interest at a rapidly increasing rate. And like a thief in the night, Squealer is nowhere to be seen, happily ensconced in a paddock far south in an orgy of cheese rolls. Davy Piglet didn't appear too fazed. He was zipping around with increased energy and vigour after allowing feed stimulants back on the schedule and was busy re-establishing independent learning hubs in troubled pastures and essentially doing whatever he could to annoy and excoriate the free-range pigs for their pie-in-the-sky fanciful ideas. This week's notion? Forget Kiwi Farm. The free rangers are here to save the planet. With their tea towels in the wash, they needed another cause to exercise their messianic anger. So in keeping with their own lofty, self-entitled opinions of themselves, they were busy selling the youth and useful idiots of Kiwi Farm their dreams of being the planet's great saviours. Salbrick and Moonbeam were ramming their ideas to any passerby and busy selling their vision to the few remaining bored sheep who were still in the employ to spread the news. They would much rather concentrate on this than the increasing number of their ilk who were in disgrace for a variety of growing indiscretions. The free rangers weren't the only ones sharing their pie-in-the-sky ideas with the animals of Kiwi Farm. Chippy put down his sausage roll long enough to string a few thoughts together on how he saw the current state of affairs. And just like an arsonist who set the fire and then hung around to watch, Chippy told all the animals not to fear because he was good at keeping them all warm and well-fed, and if given another crack at power, he would light even bigger fires next time around. None of this, of course, helped improve Oinky's mood. As he continued to pace and Nicky's pencil grew shorter and shorter with each page of notes, all the two pigs could hope for was some sort of feed miracle to get them out of the dire situation the Kiwi Farm was in. Tune in next week to hear how the animals of Kiwi Farm are faring, exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, Support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.